peri-peri chicken is marinated for 24 hours before it's flame-grilled to tasty perfection, so you can enjoy all that original succulent flavour. Try it today at Nando's.
Now, I don't have many regrets or negative things that happen when you work on this radio show. It's all great. Although this morning, Byron, I won't lie, we are primed to talk to one of the hottest recording artists in the world. And at that particular moment, my 11-week-old baby started crying and needed to be fed. So true. Unbelievably, in the 5 minutes, we had to talk to Liam Payne of One Direction fame, hot artist in his own right. I had to go off and feed Daisy and leave her with you and Fev. Well, leave him with you and Fev.
Daisy's needs come first. But yes, here it was. Liam Payne chatting to us right here on The Fox.
Liam Payne, welcome back to Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, we're good, mate. We've heard the song. I love the song. It goes for 2 minutes 46, which is great because I've got a small attention span. So a good short song. I love it.
I think you know what? I think we all have it. I think the internet is doing us in on the attention span at the moment. We're all so used to tiny adverts and tiny little bits of content. So I think we're all at that stage.
That's very good. Actually, Liam, the next evolution might be putting an advert inside of the song. Have you thought of that?
You know what? That is revolutionary, but I just can't deal with any more adverts. I can't. even the ones that I'm in piss me off these days. I can't deal with it.
Fair enough.
You can chuck a few sponsors in there.
Yeah, no,
right.
Just saying. Just a thought. It's a brainstorm. All ideas are good ideas. But look, the song...
Get them in the lyrics and then people won't know. It's like subliminal messaging. Might be a little bit.
Stack it up. I don't know what sort of company we could work with there. But the song, written by Ed Sheeran and Steve Mack. Now, these guys have been the dream team for you. And they are back with this one, Stack It Up. Of course, they were behind Strip That Down. So it's a pretty good team you've got going there.
I mean, you know, I keep saying it, but I must be the most spoiled young man on the planet in terms of songwriters at the moment. Like, literally the monster of songwriting who has a private duck pond in his house. Like, that is just proper, isn't it? So, no, seriously, it is so amazing. I'm so happy to have Ed writing for me again. Obviously, you know, we had massive success with the way Strip That Down went. And yeah, it's just been, but I mean, this song could be Strip That Down's brother.
Yeah, brother. I reckon. Probably a
big brother.
Yeah, big brother. A big, more, slightly more mature brother.
Money loving brother.
Yeah. What about this? Grand final for the AFL. Now, obviously, that's our huge event here in Melbourne. Now, the entertainment is booked for that, I'll be honest. But should you come out and play any of our sporting events in the future, Liam, you know, it'll have to go better than Meatloaf did when he played a recent AFL grand final. Should we play that audio, Fev, of Meatloaf?
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, listen to this, Liam.
This wasn't great. Here we go.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, that was
that actually happened.
That was in front of 100,000 people.
Oh, bless him, little Meatloaf. Oh, no. Yeah. That's such a great song as well. Oh, it's proper scarred me for life, that.
Oh, sorry. Could you maybe when you come out, you could redo that song, Liam?
For him.
I'm not sure I can. I think I'd do a worse job. If Meatloaf's not singing it, what out for the rest of us?
Fair enough. Well, look, it is time for us to sign off. We did play last time we signed off with you. We had a little game called the I Love You game where a member of the show has to just randomly say to the guest, I love you, and we hope that you say I love you back. Here's how it went last time you joined us.
This was awkward.
Fev was a bit, I thought he was a bit forceful.
I was very forceful, yes.
Here we go. This is what happened, Liam. Liam Payne, thanks for being part of it.
I love you,
thank
Liam.
You very much.
I love you
Enjoy,
so much.
Guys. Bye, I love you too.
Hey! Now, Fev, do you want to have a second go to make sure Liam still loves you?
Now, Liam, do you still love me?
You came in a little bit hot last time.
I did.
The accent is kind of winning me over right now.
I'm gonna try to be a bit smoother.
Keep it cool.
Hey, bro, do you still love me, man?
Bro, you know I do.
Oh, we didn't say I love you.
I really felt that. I really felt that moment.
Oh, but you didn't say what we needed. Anyway, thank you, Liam. You've lost.
Is that how it works?
Well, you didn't say I love you. You just sort of went, yes, you know I do.
I love
you. Is that not confirmation enough?
I think it is, Liam.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don't listen to him.
No, fair enough.
Nah, thanks, man. Good luck.
Oh, thank you. I still got it in.
Thanks, man.
Good on you, mate. Thanks so much for chatting to us. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
I love you too.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Feet? Do you reckon we got one in there at the end?
Well, yeah, but the I Love You game works by not telling the interviewer what you're doing.
We really needed you in that. Unfortunately, Daisy did need a feed. But thank you, Liam Payne. His new single, Stack It Up. Love it. It's available right now.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Hey, for travellers, people who want to go not too far, but maybe just over to a nearby island called Bali, got an update on the old, can I have the sound effect, Byron? On the old Bonking Bali.
Band. We'll go one Bonk. More time. Here we go.
On the old Bali.
Bonking.
Yeah, nice, smooth. Now, Bali, we all know earlier in the week, gee, didn't everyone get into pulling their hair out thinking we've booked holidays to Bali and now I'm not married and I'm going to be put in jail for 6 months if I get caught in someone's room that I'm not supposed to be.
And because, for me as well, Boxy. Yeah.
You're not married.
Not married. So, I'll
so
be
you and Alex couldn't share a room.
I'll be in Karopkan.
Now, this was all, there were drafts. Indonesian parliament were about to pass what is termed as the Adultery Act. Now, this would ban people living together outside of marriage or extramarital sex.
Okay.
So you couldn't do any of that.
When you whisper, you're still saying it.
Anyway, this proposed legislation, it was about to be passed. And then, I love this, the Bali Hotels Association.
Yeah, really they got involved.
They've got involved. And this is one of my favourite press releases, this line that's come out this week from the Bali Hotels Association. Please, everyone, stay calm. Stay calm and continue your activities or planned activities as usual. Please don't cancel any more of your accommodation or your flights. And now they are saying that this is on hold. Based on various feedback, the President of the Republic of Indonesia and the Indonesian Parliament have agreed to indefinitely postpone the bill.
The bonking's back on.
Bonking's back.
Head to Bali.
101.9 The Fox.
Because it's so hard even for members, because Richmond have got 103,000 members. Only 17,500 tickets allocated to those members. So there's 80,000 people that will miss out. The Giants are okay because they've only got 30,000 members. So less than half will still be able to go.
Right.
It is, but I get so stressed out for fans at this time of year. Like those fans who have followed Richmond their whole lives, and you hear these sob stories, like when you hear about, you know, grandparents that have spent their whole life waiting for this moment and they can't get a ticket to the grand final.
Well, I got a message yesterday, Boxy, on my Instagram. I've been hammered because Daniel did get his tickets yesterday and he's got a fair few of them, and I was fanning them, and I'm like, oh, because I'm so excited. And so many people smashed me. Oh, can I have one of those tickets? No, they're obviously for his family and for us. So
Fev's not one to show off, but he was just using them as a fan.
Well, yeah, I was excited. Mate, it's grand final week, and a Perth couple actually sent me a message saying, we're flying down, we're massive Richmond supporters, we land on Friday, we don't have any tickets, we couldn't get them, we missed the ballot because they're members, how do I get tickets? People go to extreme. Look, these guys, they're paid for flights, they're coming down at the chance they will not get tickets.
What?
So they're just coming to Melbourne for no reason.
Because a Perth for a return flight could be a grand or more, couldn't
it'd
it?
Be more than, it'd be so much more than that.
Wow. So they've already dropped maybe $5,000 on flights
and
accommodation.
Plus an accommodation.
With no tickets.
With no ticket. But Richmond Footy Club do a great thing for their supporters. They're having a live at Punt Road.
So that'd be huge.
You'd be able to go in there. And I think that they're going to sell that out. So that's going to be huge, which they did in 2017.
But do they sell that?
Yeah, they sell tickets on Ticketek. Geez, I sound like I work for Richmond here. That'd be wrapped with me.
You're an ambassador.
That'd be wrapped. But it is. People are desperate to get tickets.
I know. The desperation at this time of year, it scares me a bit. It does, because I feel the passion from the supporters who desperately want to go, but I feel that they get ripped off. The things that would happen right now to desperate people who want tickets. In fact, 13, 10, 60. Who's desperate?
My Ange.
Your dad.
Your dad.
My dad is just, mate, have you got me a ticket yet? Any luck with a ticket for Saturday? And I just haven't got back to him.
Okay, I feel for Ange. Surely, can you not rustle something up for Ange?
I gave Mum one. So.
Oh, that's really awkward.
Well, Mum's a Richmond supporter.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a good point. Mm. Who does Ange barrack for?
St Kilda.
Right. Well, okay. Ange should just wait till they make it.
They've won one flag. 13, 10, 60, how desperate have you been, maybe in the past?
Yeah.
What lengths have you gone to? I mean, my brother's a Richmond supporter.
He lines up.
Well, he'll be lining up from about midday on Friday.
Wow. Does he sleep over?
He sleeps over.
Wow.
I love stories like that. If you've been
he slept over 2 years ago,
a tent at any point, we'd love to hear those stories. I remember being in this very studio in 2016 when a cashed up Fifi Box was willing to pay anything for a grand final ticket, and Fev sold her a ticket. I've never seen more cash in this studio change hands.
She tried to give me like $3,500. I'm like,
well, I know. I'm not really good with math.
She wasn't real good at math. And I'm like, I've never seen so many pineapples.
131060 is her number. It's the Fox.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
We've got your tickets tomorrow, 6 till 9. Be listening to our whole show. Your cue to call will be Daniel Rioli roaring like a tiger. Fev assures us he's going to get that around the dinner table tonight, maybe even if it's by stealth or however he has to do it, but we're going to get Daniel roaring like a tiger.
I can't wait to hear how you get Daniel Rioli to roar like a tiger. I think that's going to be the best part.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure either.
Anyway, that is going to be the cue to call, so make sure you're listening tomorrow. 6 till 9, you could hear Daniel Rioli roaring like a tiger at any point, and that's when you'll get on the phone.
You just faded the best bit.
131060.
It is the best song.
Everyone wants
next
these
to the Western Bulldogs song. Everyone wants these tickets, but this is the thing. It's a really desperate time of year for really hardcore fans, and particularly when their team gets in and they've waited a long time, the desperation is even more intense. Mm. Now, the Tigers have a couple of years ago, that was more intense, particularly for our family who have lots of Tigers in them, including my six-year-old daughter
Can she roar? Can she roar like a tiger?
Can you roar like a tiger, Trix?
She doesn't tend to look on demand. That was a pig.
Did you get it? Do it one more time.
More of a snort.
Everyone be very, very quiet, very still. Do it again.
Bedroom. Here we go. Okay. Thank you, Trix.
It's more a feral cat. But now we've got George from Coburg on the line. Hi, George.
Hi. How are you, Fifi, Bev and Byron?
Hey.
We're great. George, now tell us, how desperate have you been for AFL Grand Final tickets?
So desperate that 2 years in a row, not just once, twice in a row, I slept at the bottom of Light Tower 1 in order to get myself a guaranteed seat at the grand final.
Oh my
now,
God.
I was already lucky enough to have a ticket, but I wasn't convinced that I was going to get in.
Is that your Collingwood supporter?
Had your ticket?
No, I have red and black blood pumping through my veins.
Ooh, the Bombers.
Mm-hmm.
So you already had a ticket?
Yeah, I don't get that. So, George, you had the ticket.
I have my I'm lucky enough to have an MCC adult membership.
Oh, that's what my brother does. Yeah, my brother, so he's a Tigers fan. He slept out 2 years ago and he'll sleep out again this Friday night to get his seat, the seat that he wants.
Oh, so they all rush. Yeah, so you rush in. You rush in, do you?
They're like in a line. It's a line, isn't it?
Yep. You rush. I was lucky enough to be close enough to the gate, but then I rushed in and most people went upstairs, whereas I just went straight to the boundary and I ended up with a front row seat.
Now, George,
when
you run in there, so it's obviously very early in the morning, they open the gates. The game doesn't start for like 6 or 7 hours. Do you just put like a blanket and then reserve it and go home and come back, or do you sit there?
You sit there for a bit, very excited, and then staff come around with allocated ticket numbers, and then you get your pass, like your ticket tech ticket, and then you can go home and have a rest.
That's great.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, there you go. I always wondered what happened there.
And you know what? I've thought about it too, George. Because I spoke to my brother about it. I went, what did you do for like 12 hours just sitting there under Light Tower 1? And you like just watching Netflix. So it's just a great afternoon. You get a couple of box sets under your belt.
Yeah, good fun. 8 to 8 on the Fox.
1019. The Fox.
Well, the number one song, at least in the Favola household right now, you got the Fox, by the way, Fifi, Fev and Byron, would have to be Blanco Brown's The Get Up. Now, Trixie's more on the llama song, isn't she, at the moment, Fief?
Yeah, llama, yes. Happy llama, sad llama, totally rad llama.
So, unfortunately, the llama song guy won't be on the show.
She's writing to Shotgun by George Ezra at the moment.
Oh, she's finally got another one. Well, George, unfortunately, also not on the show. But Blanco Brown, The Get Up. Blanco Brown will be on our show a bit later this morning because it's been one of the big songs.
And
we might even get his reaction to Fev's dance because Fev does the Get Up dance. So
I did the Get Up dance, and Lulu loves the Get Up dance. And if you go to Daniel Rioli's Instagram, 17 Rioli, Lulu was doing it last night.
Oh, nice.
To his tune.
Oh, wow.
She did a concert last night, which is interesting.
Didn't she charge you all $2 to watch her?
I tell you, we've got time. Yeah. Listen to this, Boxy.
Yeah.
Lulu comes down at 5:30, just before dinner, and says she wanted to make some money. She needs money. because it's holidays. So she went out during the day and tried to wash Mia's car. She had one spray bottle and one sponge. I said, this is going to take you 16 hours, mate. Like, it's a long process. So her and Lenny have gone, okay, put their heads together. Thought, we'll do a concert, charge $2 each. There's $10. So they made $10.
That's
and
great.
Just before they went on stage in the lounge room at the Favola house, Lulu come on and said, Lenny was the host.
The MC.
And she said, $2, this is Lulu Favola now, about to do a couple of songs. For any Instagramming, social posts, it's a $50 fine.
Oh!
And if you don't quite get the story, for a replay, it's an extra 20.
Jeez.
So we obviously filmed, and then they went in and they watched all the shows. So they put them all the stories, and they walked out and they said, "Okay, guys, you owe us $750."
101.9 The Fox.
The United Nations Climate Action Summit continues in New York. A lot of world leaders are there, obviously, to talk about climate change and talk about what action needs to be taken. And yesterday, you probably saw in the news, a young 16-year-old from Sweden, Greta Thunberg, she stole the show. For a few reasons. She's got a fabulous angry resting face that she trotted out on Donald Trump. Right. When he walked past her, the way she looked at him, I mean, whoever her partner is in the future, they're in trouble. He or she will not want to not put the bins out one night, I tell you that much. Now, she spoke and she's moved the world. And what an impact she made. Firstly, she's gone to New York from her homeland in Europe on a zero emissions sailboat.
Wow.
So she's hardcore. Like all these celebrities who go out and say, everybody, watch your carbon footprint, but jump on jets and private planes.
Sure.
I mean, Greta's taken that seriously. Mm. Yeah. Megan and what's her husband's name? Harry. They could take a leaf out of Greta's book. So she's, let's have a listen.
But the thing is, Boxy, that the royals have a little bit on. So they need get places quick.
I want to see Harry and Meghan with little Archie in a zero-emission sailboat.
They'd get nothing done.
If they were committed.
3 weeks to get there.
Come on, guys. If they were committed, that's what they would do.
Now, she was out after the world leaders yesterday. If you missed it, let's have a little listen to Greta in her speech.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying.
I mean, how emotive. She was crying. Her parents would have been so proud of her. And she definitely spoke on behalf of a lot of people and her generation. What's been interesting is the way that a lot of the leaders are speaking about her now. Obviously, Trump was a bit dismissive. I feel like he probably thought, yep, she's a young girl who's got up and had a little of a speech. Well done. Clapped her, patted on the head, and she can trot off now. But Macron, French President Macron, I felt for him because he's a very left-leaning president who is doing lots of things to help the issues that are happening around the world in terms of climate change. But she went him and he has come back and said, well, hang on. I mean, look at all the wonderful things I've done. Right. I've gone to great lengths to, and he has. I mean, France have definitely got under control. I mean, she didn't have a shot at India or China and their emissions are through the roof.
Right.
But I feel that Macron and Trump and a lot of the world leaders are probably thinking, this is a really annoying overachiever who's come and pantsed us in front of the World Forum. Like, the last thing you need is a young person who's overachieving, who comes up and makes adults, particularly older men, look bad.
Yeah,
they
too
don't
successful.
Like it.
Too annoying. Yep.
And you know, a lot of us don't like it. I'm going to say that. Annoying overachievers. It's when they come into your workplace and you're sitting there and you're trying to get your head around a new computer program and they go, I'll help you out with this, Granddad. Has that ever happened to you, Feb?
No, but I understand that Greta, had to have a voice for the young kids, but at the end of the day, just go play some ball or whatever is your friends. Go play some soccer. Be a kid and have some fun. Like my kids yesterday, they dressed up, put makeup on and tried to earn $2 by doing a concert. Like, They're not achieving.
She's addressing the UN while your daughters are doing that.
Mate, my kids know where it's at.
Okay.
Just level.
I mean, you're right. A lot of people are divided on this. They're divided as to whether or not this is a good thing that a 16-year-old is crying at the UN. Or,
it
as
is a
you
good
said,
thing, but
chill out and go and play some soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting one.
It'd be interesting if they just said, okay, here you go. You run it. It's a tough gig.
Well, it is.
At the end of the day, they are trying. It's not like, and the world is a business, isn't it?
Well, it is. I think you're right. I think that's what the presidents are thinking.
I'm way out of my
thinking.
Depth. I'm going to shut up.
No, you're right, though. I'm talking about. I think that's what they're trying to say. It's very well for you to say that, but we're running countries, so we've got to figure out
how
we keep economies
safe.
Here
you go, annoying overachiever. Take the keys to the planet. There you go. Take that for a whirl.
That'd knock her for six,
see,
I
reckon. How you go.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In honour of Greta Thunberg, let's have a chat about annoying overachievers in your life.
Your kid is, Byron. Your kid's an overachiever.
I mean, it's hard to say your own son is annoying.
I hear him on Instagram and I'm like, oh my God, shut up.
What I would say, Fifi, is my son with his mum has travelled the world for a year and a half non-stop. He does school remotely. He still made the honour roll of his school, A pluses. Right across the board, and he's seen 100 cities in the last...
Okay, that's annoying.
If he wasn't my son, that probably is annoying.
But he's basically on a non-stop holiday and hasn't set foot in a classroom, and he just got on the honour roll. If I was one of the other kids, he's an annoying overachiever.
Give us a call, 131060.
Just a message from Snooksy, Boxy.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
Shut up, you don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's from Fev's wife. 131060.
1019, The Fox. We're talking about the little, I'm going to say little, she's 16. She looked a lot younger than that, though. Greta Thunberg from Sweden got up at the Climate Action Summit in New York and addressed all the world leaders that were there, including Donald Trump, and shamed them. Can we hear a little bit more of her shaming them, Bob?
You are failing us, but the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Wow. I mean, she's eyeing off world leaders, looking them in the eye and saying that to them.
I know this is wrong. Like, I'm all for what she did, and it's fantastic and good on her. I see sort of both sides of the argument. I can see that Macron particularly went, hang on, I'm trying my hardest. Don't guilt me into, like, what do I do? I mean, how do I go any harder on this? But... let's just think about what went on back in her school or her bedroom back home with her parents. Sweetie, the tears need to start now. Okay, get more emotive. You need to, like, she would have been coached, surely, into being that impressive.
Maybe. I mean,
it's very switched on.
Like, that was almost manipulative in the way it was really pulling at the heartstrings. Well, incredible for a 16-year-old. But when you're an annoying overachiever, you can do these things. And, you know, we love Greta. We're not having a proper dig, but she would be the sort of kid in her class at school where there'd be other kids going, oh, gosh, here we go. Greta's just good at everything. And now she's in New York. She's speaking to world leaders. She's a little – and, you know, you're allowed to call overachievers annoying because they'll be fine in life.
Yes.
They'll be fine. They're going to be set up. They're going to have great jobs. So we're allowed to have a little dig at them. And we've got Kate from Mount Martha. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Kate. Kate, are you the annoying overachiever in question?
No, I wish I was.
Who is?
So when I was in primary school, we were about 10. There was this girl named Jessie in our class, and she used to bring homework items into class to give to the teacher because the work he was providing wasn't sufficient for her. So she used to bring in extra homework on top of the homework we already had that she had gotten from her little book of extra work.
Oh, wow.
That is awesome. That is amazing. Kate, what's Jessie doing now?
Oh, I have no idea. She ended up moving schools at the end of the year. I don't think it was enough for her.
Oh, that school wouldn't have been good enough for her. No way.
She's probably over in New York.
I would have been wrapped if I was in that class.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Extra homework.
Run your wheelhouse, Pep. 1019,
The Fox. The Masked Singer again last night. I'm right into it, Fev. I've watched both episodes. I can't get enough of the guessing element of the show. Now, last night we saw one of the masks come off. It was the parrot. Yeah. And I was racking my brain because, Fev, as you know, you heard at the start of the show, they said an international superstar will have their mask taken off tonight.
I was guessing a Brit, maybe off Top Gear, one of those sort of guys.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's fast and lives in a fast lane, does things that people, you know, fear.
Yeah. I thought Mick Fanning for a bit because I was tying into the surfing element. I thought
Lindsay Lohan said Kelly Slater, only probably American that she knew that was
Poor Lindsay. I don't get it. Look, I mean, shock horror! What a massive fizzer! Brett Lee was under the Parrot's head. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, when was the last time Brett played cricket, Fev? Like,
oh, it would have been a long time ago. He's very big in India though, Boxy. He's a Bollywood star. He had a song that went number one over there.
Wonderful for the Indian version of The Masked Singer, but for us, you can't say an international superstar and then give us Brett Lee.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
Lindsay Lohan wouldn't have known.
Hasn't seen a lot of his steamy pace.
Yeah, wouldn't have seen much of his work.
Okay. But look, there were a few others that and the guessing is as I said the fun part.
That's the fun part, isn't it?
The monster, I am convinced, is a good friend of mine because I recognised her voice, Georgie Coghlan.
Okay.
The project. Sure that's Georgie.
Good singer.
She loves horses.
All right.
And small. I thought Michelle Payne.
Remember when they said the post. She's got two loves because Georgie's obviously news-based on the project, but also she is in entertainment. Mm. And I reckon she studied science.
Okay. Well, the two loves, I thought, horses, and now she's a trainer. So she rides and she trains.
Michelle Payne.
Michelle Payne.
She's a trainer now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we'll wait and see till the mask comes off. But can we talk about the rhino for a second, Fev? Because you got a lot of track. There I was just lying back in bed watching The Masked Singer. And then Brendan Favola got a lot of traction on the show.
Is it Favola?
Oh, Brendan Favola.
Yes, a great guess. Kind of moves like that.
He got kicked out of the AFL. Yep. He came back. He went on the Jungle Celebrity Show.
Yeah.
He won that.
Rhinos, South Africa.
Oh,
I love the way you're putting this together, Danny.
Obviously, Danny's seen my moves on Dancing with the Stars and knows that I move really well.
Mm.
I reckon, but you went nuts. Much. You got smashed on socials. Everyone thinks it's you.
I had so many people texting Alex, and we couldn't really write. You can't really write back because we're under
certainly secrecy. Certainly, to respect the process.
Yeah. Well, you're only under secrecy if it is you. So what are you trying to say? Now, Fev, to make this easier for
get you out of this sticky spot,
can we just go through the clues for the rhino? Because I want to see, once you were suggested, I'd forgotten all the clues. So can I hear the clues
well,
again?
Yeah, and this may
and
be the
figure
voice.
Figure out whether it is you.
She this was like, what?
The voice of Brendan Favola. I mean, here we go.
A scene laid back, and that's hurt me in the past. But it's the results that matter, not how you get there. In my career, I hopped from one top job to another, but I've settled down a lot from my rock star days.
Wow.
Rock star.
Well, I mean, a rock star footballer.
I thought I was a rock star.
You know what? I'm not kidding. That actually is you, really.
I've got more.
You said hopped around because you'd go from Carlton to Brisbane to Yarrawonga.
And then I went to...
The Pigeons.
They actually had a picture of me playing for Bacchus Marsh.
They were the days.
I played for a lot of footy clubs. So I've hopped around Australia.
You have.
And at the start, the rhino was in the jungle.
Hang on. Interesting. But there is more. Should we just get a little bit more here?
Yeah, let's hear more.
Here we go.
Rhinos don't stop to think at all before they act. And I'm not too big to admit that it set me back. I was almost an extinct species. Falling out of the spotlight was tough. Luckily, time heals all wounds.
It does.
Do you know what? I'm thinking, it's a hard one for me, because I know it's not you, but I think the clues are more you than the actual person.
How do you know it's not me?
Well, I'm pretty sure you've rocked up to this radio show every day. So how would you have gone up to Sydney?
When you're away, Boxy, I did a few shows in Sydney, didn't I?
Well, there is also the other little...
there was some travel.
There is also the other little factoid that the rhino can sing.
Sorry, what?
Well, just saying that the rhino seems to be able to hold a note.
Yes. Well, this was, who says I can't hold a note?
Well, this was the rhino singing Shotgun.
In the yellow and green, stick around and you see what I mean. I'll be riding shotgun, riding with the hot sun, living like a sun.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Well, it's just not your voice, is it?
Well, sometimes when you perform, Boxy, it is my voice. When you perform,
you can't say you are the rhino.
I'm saying it does sound very similar because when I'm not on the radio, just trying to make people laugh, I put on a fake voice.
Right.
But when I'm at home in the shower, poo,
Okay. Well,
so you sound like a completely different person.
Remember that this is my favourite song. We had a song made up about this, about little baby Favola, little Toby. Remember
that? I know. It's cool. That was gorgeous. Okay. Have we got that?
No.
There's a lot going on.
It would be great. Anyway, we're going to watch. We don't know whether it is or not, Fev.
It'll be a couple of weeks and it'll be revealed.
All right. Oh, I think it's Wendell Saylor. Well, I thought it was Wendell Saylor, but he didn't really get extinct. He didn't.
He had a bit of trouble with a...
Did he?
Action.
Okay. There we go. It's Wendell Saylor.
Let's take a break.
101.9. The Fox.
The Fox.
Make sure you're listening to our show tomorrow, 6 till 9. You'll hear that cue to call. It'll be Daniel Rioli roaring like a tiger.
Maybe,
depending how Feb goes at the dinner table tonight trying to get that audio. But that will be our cue to call. And when you hear it between 6 and 9, listen to the whole show tomorrow. Get on the phones when you hear that cue to call, 13 10 60. You'll win two tickets to the 2019 Toyota AFL Grand Final. They are the hottest tickets in Melbourne. We've got them, so make sure you're listening tomorrow from 6 here on The Fox, Feef.
Feef, can we please talk about Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh, yes.
Because you watched this last night. It was on after The Masked Singer.
It was the reboot 30 years after, and they had like a 30-year reunion, or 20 years after the last show, and they had a... So the show, they all at the start, so they're all them now. So they hopped on a plane and Tori Spelling was, it was really crap at the start. I'm thinking, this is not really good, but she was having a dream. So they went to a convention in Vegas where they all meet up for the first time in 20 years.
And like a reunion.
It was a reunion. And they had like people come in and ask them questions.
So are they themselves or are they their characters?
No, they're themselves. Oh. So the show is all about them as people now. So
Hang on.
Yeah, it was an amazing little twist because I thought it'd be about, they're back in, because what they did at the start, they were in the cafe in the Peach Pit and they were sitting down, but that was all a big dream. Anyway, they converge on Vegas and... So Tori Spelling's playing Tori Spelling, and she's got all
these
kids.
She's not playing Donna.
No. So that
I'm so confused.
Yeah, but it actually was a good twist because it actually plays out like a reality show, their lives for the last 20 years. So Tori Spelling's getting grilled saying, this is your dad's show, how have you got no money?
Wow.
All that, and she's got all their
honestly,
kids.
Honestly, I've always wondered that. What was her answer?
Well, this is the whole show.
Why has she got no money?
Because her dad didn't give her any... Pretty much.
I mean, Aaron Spelling was a multi-millionaire.
And she talks how she's got no money, and then like just Jason Priestley was—he's a producer.
You mean he wasn't Brandon? He
no,
was Jason Priestley.
No, but they asked him all these questions.
Special?
Mine
no,
won't.
It's an actual show. So, and then Courtney what's the brunette's
Kelly.
Name?
Kelly. No, Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty wasn't there, and obviously they didn't have another cast member there because he's now passed. So they mentioned that how there was two missing.
Of course.
When they're in the sit down like Q&A, like a sporty, like in a sportsman's night, she comes up on Instagram live because she's dealing now. She's over in another. She's in Africa or something. At she looks after little baby Titans.
Who's she? Tori.
Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty. Okay, right.
And they're all like, oh, how good are you, blah, blah, blah. And that's just, it was mind blowing. It was amazing. Kelly's got three divorces. They go into that, how she can't hold a man. And they
I've all sort of kept up with them over the years.
Yeah. So, and they were saying how they've been, cast to that certain, so Kelly's been cast as Kelly and she can't get another gig and they don't get any money from it. They've got no royalties and they've tried to live life.
Have a chat with Tori's dad about that.
Because what's the Tori Spelling's partner's name in the show in 90210?
Dean McDermott. Sorry, that's her real husband.
Yeah, he married.
No, Brian Austin Green married Megan Fox.
Yes, and so he's talking about, he's with a singer now? Is he with a singer called, is he with Sia?
No, he's with Megan Fox. Aren't they back together?
Well, you watch the show.
Yeah, I think it was Sia.
I follow them in the tabloids.
He's got three kids and he's on a private jet. They've all got no money. He's loaded. So it was really good.
Do you know what I find really fascinating about it? From someone who watched it, it was on when I was a kid, but it wasn't my favourite show. I was more into Seinfeld and...
Melrose Place.
Definitely into Melrose.
I love 90210.
Do you know what I love about it? Like, Ian Ziering, I think he calls himself Iron, doesn't he?
It's pronounced Iron.
Steve and Brian Austin Green, who plays the character... What was his name?
DJ or something, was he?
They were the two geeky guys that I would have thought, they were like... everyone went for Brandon and Dylan. But now, 25 years later or whatever, I think they're the two hottest.
Yeah.
I think Brian Austin Green is amazing.
So it'll be interesting, Boxy, to the next couple episodes because they actually talk about how much their downfall of that show. How it's wrecked their life.
I mean, how many eps has this got? Like, how long can they talk about themselves?
Surely it's just two parts?
It's a reality show.
Okay.
It's actually quite fascinating.
All right.
And they go up, like, they walk into the reception at Vegas, and they're like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, the guy's like, who? And she goes, well, that's me. I'm Kelly. And he goes, geez, you've aged.
Sort
of stuff. Like,
okay.
It's a real knocker.
Ow.
And how they just
really good.
Yeah, how they've just got no life and people just and then I thought this will be Fifi Fev and Byron in 20 years when we go like somewhere we go it's Fev and Byron and Fifi, they go who?
I mean where will you be Byron in 20 years?
I'll be very grateful.
He'll be still riding on the coattails.
Yeah, absolutely.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, our next guest, a big-time record producer who's found himself a worldwide smash with this. The Get Up is huge all over the world, including down here in Australia. Thief live from her bedroom and Blanco Brown live on the show. He's down the line from our Sydney studios. It's all happening this morning, guys. Blanco is in the building.
Blanco, welcome to the show.
Howdy, howdy.
Blanco, I don't often introduce guests by saying this, but where have you been all our lives? Because this song has absolutely rocked us, and I love even the sound of. I know you proudly call the sound of your music Trailer Trap.
One word.
How awesome is it? Explain Trailer Trap for us.
It's essentially country music with 808s and hi-hats. It's trailer park music meets trap music. I bridge the gap. I call that thing Trailer Trap.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Fev's down with the 808s. Fev used those in the studios all the time.
Yeah, I'm down with the 808s. Now, mate, I saw you on the project yesterday because you lived there. You lived in the Bronx, and then you were country, and you said this.
Oh, no. I ain't living no Bronx.
In the projects?
I lived in the projects in Bankhead, Atlanta, Georgia.
Bankhead's Atlanta, yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah,
you had this to say on the project last night.
Well, really, I just have both sides of the world. Like, when I was at home in the hood, it was pow, duck. When I went to the country, it was like pow. Nobody flinched. All you heard was, did you get him? So, I mean, like, I took the country and the trap. I bridged the gap. I call it Trailer Trap. You know what I'm just now realizing? I got on the wrong headphones. He done hooked me up with the wrong headphone cut. All the volume coming out of these, I'm back.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, they were loud. They were loud.
Now we're on.
I panicked. I thought somebody was shooting.
Did you get him?
So he can even hear you now. Hey, Faith, if you've got another question, he can even hear you now, which is always
that's
a bonus.
Great. Now, Blanco, you know your TikTok has been huge for your song. Do you love TikTok, this new way of communicating music that's, I guess, away from radios and what we do for a living?
I think they all complement each other. You need both worlds. And I feel like both worlds complement each other because at one hand, you have people that only go on social media. And then at the other hand, you have people that only turn on their radios.
So true.
So they partner with each other. One is not more important than the other. I feel like everything works all in the greater good when you combine them. It's like Captain Planet. Nobody was nothing with just their ring. They had to put all the earth, wind, wire, fire, water, heart together.
Yeah, well said.
It's a bit like your musical influences, Johnny Cash and Outkast, two different worlds.
Yes, definitely. Johnny Cash had that grit. He talked about whatever he wanted to talk about, from Delilah, Delia, to Walk the Line, to A Boy Named Sue. He just talked however he wanted to, and I love the grit and what he stood for. Outkast, to me, they were bigger than just rap. They were like pop. They were rock. They were everything all in one.
Now, how stuffed were you doing that? It's about 3 minutes 30, the song, and you do everything. Sing, dance, play instruments. It's a fair effort.
Yeah, you know, I've been known to cut a little rug.
Hey, just quickly, before we lose Blanco and play the hit song, The Get Up, everyone's doing it, including Fev's daughter, Lulu Favola. I want to get you around this performance here.
This is my daughter.
Blanco, yeah, she's
loves
nine years old.
She's 9 years old,
here
yes.
Here we go, here we go.
Amazing.
Don't do this, stepping cowboy, or you have a sweetheart, and spin out with him to the hope down and get it, boys.
What did you make of it?
Oh, yeah, she jamming.
Hey, let's play it right now.
I love that.
Great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Blanco.
It's such a blessing. I thank y'all for y'all lovely energy this morning.
Oh, you're the best.
The Fox.
We'll go do the touchdown.
101.9 The Fox.
Tomorrow, Fife, is a massive show for Fifi, Feb and Byron, isn't it?
It is, because tomorrow we are giving away grand final tickets. Now, the way you win these, and I'm guessing there's lots of people listening who want them, you've got to listen to the show from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. because any time, at any stage in that 3 hours, we will give them away. And it's when we play a certain sound effect. Now, Fev has promised. Now, this is a really amazing sound that you'll be listening out for, if, in fact, Fev can get this. What is it, Fev?
I'm going to try to get Daniel Rioli, who will be playing on Saturday, to roar like a tiger.
Well,
now, one, you haven't asked him. Nah. Two, we haven't had this signed off from the Richmond Football Club. Nah. So
the process is normally
for this. Interesting. Okay. But I'll try to get that. But also tonight, guys, the last ever footy show, 25 years.
Oh.
With the band's back together. We've got Trev Marmalade, Sammy Newman, Beck Madden, Eddie McGuire. We've got a lot of people on the panel, including Dougie Hawkins.
Oh, old school.
The old school Billy, myself, and Craw. So tune in. And the Players Review, which is everyone loves to watch. I'm performing. But to lead off, we've got Beck Madden and Sam Newman. Gets real raunchy.
Whoa, okay. What a great tease.
Mate, yeah. It is unbelievable.
We'll be watching. And Fev's going to perform a song. He
edgy
can't tell us much
stuff
about that. And he also won't confirm whether or not he's the Masked Singer's Rhino either.
I tell you, my costume is nearly better than my Masked Singer costume.
Anyway, we'll be watching tonight and, of course, tomorrow to win those 2019 Toyota AFL Grand Final tickets. You'll be listening right through 6 to 9 tomorrow morning on the Fox.
Nando's Peri Peri Chicken is marinated for 24 hours before it's flame grilled to tasty perfection, so you can enjoy all that original succulent flavour. Try it today at Nando's. 101.